Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your divine presence, your radiant light, your glowing everywhere on all levels. Our vessel, Marilyn, she started breathing, and we said, you told them that you would do it just like you normally do, and we had the reminder of that. You've received a lot of information today, eh? Lots of information. Now we're going to activate that information. Is that all right? As we act good, because we would do it anyway, probably. As we activate that information and that connection, hold that vibrational frequency. Ah, we love you too. We look into your beautiful eyes and realize there's a little redness there. So you've either absorbed a lot of information or you got stoned on the intermission. We believe that you received a lot of information. And as you are connecting, know that divine health is moving through your body. And with that divine health that is moving through your body, we are activating every part of you. And as we activate every part of you, every cellular doubt that you had in your brain is going to just fly off like your beautiful long hair, huh? And with that energy, we give you the high 10, huh? Trust who you are. Dearest dolphin being of light, last time we saw you, you were in a swimming suit. It was wonderful, wasn't it? All that voluptuousness, rolling around the boat, it was so fun. In that energy, know that the vibrational frequency within you comes through in active new ways for your art to expand. And as your art expands, it is, what is she doing here? We're going to turn it this way and that way. Is that all right? Hi, no one knows what we're going to do. We don't even know. We just know that we activate whatever is needed for that activation. And in whatever is needed for that activation, trust, 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 trust. Let this part just be still. Just be still. And let this part come through in that energy. And as that happens, it is a deep vibration of you. And as that deep vibration of you comes in, you know that you get to acknowledge your own fairy energy light. Yes? Yes. If you've never seen a fairy in a human body, hoo-hoo. So with that focus and with that energy, know that the vibrational frequency that is coming into your heart is helping you with your confidence. It is helping you with your energy. It is helping you with the activity of you and the intention of your force being with you always. Huh? That is who you are. You cannot walk away from it now. It is in you. And as that trust comes in, hold your protection. Hold that energy and know that you have to say yes to anything that comes your way, huh? So start saying no sometimes, huh? How's that sound, huh? You know, you get the opportunity sometimes to set boundaries. You get the opportunity to say, this doesn't work for me. We had to get the vessel Marilyn to memorize that phrase. This doesn't work for me. So trust that energy. And as you trust that energy, the energy comes through you, to you, within you, and all around you. As that focus is coming through with deeper and deeper sense. We've got to do another. Just another vibration there. Because you see, the world is vibratory, yes? The world feels that. So sometimes that little touch that is coming in such a way that it acknowledges you in new ways. And as that acknowledgement comes through, the voice is opened up. And as the voice is opened up, your voice is opened up. And as your voice is opened up, take a deep breath. We don't believe you've been breathing for the last 5 minutes. You know you get to breathe now. Yes, yes. Isn't that easier? Yes, yes. You understand that sometimes, this is our ride, Vessel Maryland's ride to the airport. Woohoo! So understand, in your energy today, you have received an energetic vibratory download, raising your frequency. You'll have to be very careful as you drive. We'll drive, huh? And as that energy comes through you, dearest master, trust that vibrational frequency. Awaken the Syrian that is within you. And as that Syrian comes through, it acknowledges the gentleness of your spirit. It acknowledges, and what we're just going to do is just wrap you in a little bubble of protection. Is that all right? And that little bubble will stop all that energy from coming to you so much that it's just a bit overwhelming. Is that all right? Breathe. Good, because we just did it anyway. Not that we want to push anybody's buttons. Someone told our vessel Marilyn once that we pushed their buttons because they said, well, when you said that, that reminded me of my father or my mother that said, well, we're going to do it anyway. And it's like, are you ready to let that go? How old are you? And that is the key. And you are ready. You know, you're a clear channel. Well, you're in a room of clear channels. But it is time for you to step into that ability. And as you step into that ability, trust. Trust your focus. Trust your acknowledgement. Trust that energy. Trust the light, because you cannot be invisible any longer. Oops. All those people, they can see you now. It is true. Dearest Liliana, who was at our first class with Lee, stop self-sabotage and look at you now. Yes, and in that energy of connection, know that that vibrational frequency is acknowledged in such an extent that it comes through deeply with love and gentleness. Dearest being of light, that energy comes through, and as it does, it lifts the energy frequency higher and higher. And you walk with angels all the time. You are shifting. You walk with that big crystal over there all the time. So know that that is a part of your task. We know you know that. Yes. You are going international. Have you been there?
I have.
Yes, you're going to go more.
More.
Woohoo! Yes, yes it is. Trust that energy, because you've got a mission and you know what your mission is. You know exactly what it is. And we are now here to help you. Huh? Is that okay? Good, good. Ah, so we sound a bit different than the vessel Marilyn, huh? Yes, but we still look eye to eye to you, huh? So as you understand that the new energy is coming in, you are the new masculine energy on this planet, which is a deep balance of masculine and feminine. So acknowledge in that and anchor that energy and trust the vibration that is coming in to such an extent that it clears and seals and focuses on you, dearest open-hearted being of light. We love your energy. We saw you the first time you walked in the door, and the vessel Marilyn said, what is that over there? And we said, pay attention to that one. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Trust this. Trust that energy. Trust that vibration. Trust that frequency. And you, who have the energy the size of Texas, you get the opportunity also to step into your power, step into your ability, and know that this next year is going to blow the circuits. So pay attention and make sure that your electrical equipment is grounded. Yes, yes, absolutely. Dearest light, oh, look at you. You are elfin. Are you aware of that? Do you know what that is? Yes, you are elfin. One of the most ancient races from this planet and others. Breathe. There's not very many elfin beings left on the planet. So we are thankful for your service. And as that, you see the difference, huh? Those you now see, can you see and feel the difference in the energy here? You can do the same that we can do. Maybe with a bit more practice. So with that energy, the artist in you is crying to come out. It has got to. Nothing's going to work right until you let that artist be seen. Trust it. Trust it, dearest. That is you. You can't hold it back. Ah, surprise. Here we are. Here, you're always taking care of someone else, aren't you? As you're always taking care of someone else, then you know that it is now time to take care of you. And as you take care of you, that acknowledgement within you is power-filled. And as that acknowledgement within you is power-filled, it connects in new ways and connects in that energy of vibrational frequency. And with that energy of vibration, it comes through and it matches the strength. It matches the focus. And as it matches that strength and that focus, it connects to your heart. And as it connects to your heart, that vibrational intention, we're going to walk on your feet. Is that all right? You need a little more grounding sometimes. As you are grounded, know that you have a big task in front of you. And you're thinking, what is that task? You know the task. First of all, it is to connect with that one. And to assist. And to connect with yourself again. And to do your service. So trust that, dearest one. And as you do your service, you are acknowledging the light. Ooh, you need some grounding too, eh? You are acknowledging the light, knee to knee. Woo-hoo. With that energy, yes. And in that vibrational frequency, that focus is coming through in new and different ways. And as it is coming through in those new and different ways, you are circling the vibration of this planet. And we don't know if you know each other, but you ought to be friends because you've got good vibration together. So in that energy, you are so empathic, dearest one. You feel that everyone in this whole room, yes, octahedron, crystalline octahedron of energy. Like this, you're in the center, crystalline octahedron, as that anything that is coming out of anyone else hits the side of that octahedron and slides up to the top and is transmuted through the violet flame. It does not have to move through your emotional body any longer. Yay. Yay, celebrate that one. In the olden days it did, but now it does not, huh? Yes. And as you bring forth that energy of vibrational dance, it is time for you to dance once again. Do you do professional dance? Do you teach people how to dance? You might think about that. Even if you just gather a few friends together and click on the music and dance, because symbols come from your hands and from your feet when you move. Ah, very powerful. Ah, dearest being of light. And here you thought you were done for this time, and you're not. You're here, you're expanding in new energies. And as you expand in new energies, you are actually teaching others how to expand their energies as well. I've got a new masculine energy here too. So this is good. So it is time for you to acknowledge that and gather the energy together for yourself and acknowledge that you are a channel, a divine channel and a clear channel. So keep practicing. Huh? Promise? Oh, good. We're all witnesses, yes? Dearest love and light, dearest frequency, sometimes you feel like your frequency is so high, you don't know what to do. And then it gets so low, you don't know what to do. You are here on this planet by divine purpose, by divine order. And we know sometimes it would have felt better if you would have gotten off a while back. But you're here now. And we are thankful. You've got a big task in front of you to be you. And as that big task comes in to be you, that vibration comes in new ways, in different ways. So you've got to trust that and anchor that frequency in your third eye. And as you anchor it in your third eye, you connect to others in the third eye. And that infinity sign that we connect here works so well. And as it works so well, it also, it's like a whole row of infinity, third eye energies. Huh? We don't know that we've ever seen that before. The whole energy field is coming through. So trust that it's time for your voice to be heard. Huh? And as it is time for your voice to be heard, we ask you to sing once again. You are a singer, yes? Yes. Do you know when you sing, doesn't matter what the tone or the pitch, there's energy and light that goes out of your throat into others. So it is important to breathe. It is important that you sing once again. And as that voice comes back to you, everything becomes healed. Isn't that cool? Because when you deny yourself, the universe will stop you. You know the reason. And you are exactly right. Sometimes it's important to just sit and hold your foot in the air. The vessel Marilyn had to do that once for 6 months until she got it. We don't believe you're that stubborn, though. Understand that in that vibrational frequency, in that energy, you are clear and you know what to do. Each of you know what to do. You know what to be, how to act, how to receive, how to give. And yet sometimes you just let all this stuff in here get in the way. We know you're related to Michael up there. He lets the same thing happen to him sometimes, huh? He did anyway. He does not now, and neither do you. And with that vibrational frequency that is you, know that you are so high a vibration. You are Arcturian. And the Arcturians come to you and speak to you and through you. And it is a powerful thing. So allow that message, and there will be a different language that may come through. You are the Arcturian connection here. So the language will come to you, and as you write it down, you will receive the translation. You understand? Excellent. Good. I'm glad somebody does. And in that vibration, everybody's been looking for you, Carmen. Yes? Including us. So we're glad we finally connected. In that energy, know that you bring forth divine clarity, divine information, a healing practice that is expanding beyond where you thought it was. And you're going to teach it and facilitate it. Is that okay? Oh, good. Because it was going to happen anyway. Ah, brilliant light that you are. It is like you are the dancing Buddha. We don't know if there is a dancing Buddha, but there should be one. You are the relaxing excitement, which is an oxymoron within itself. But that's who you are. So trust that practice and honor that energy. And as it is coming through, know that in that vibration, you bring change. You're even named for it. Because after the summer comes the fall. And before the summer comes the spring, which is all about change. So trust that energy of change and know that sometimes it feels like it's so big you don't know quite what to do. Just breathe through it and call upon us and we'll be right there with you. Huh? Because change happens regardless, doesn't it? It happens no matter what. And as that change, that vibrational frequency of change happens, take a deep breath. The activation of the intention comes through stronger and stronger. And as that activation of the intention comes through stronger and stronger, it goes in and out in such a way that the divine force within you is getting bigger and bigger. Take a deep breath. That was good for us. Dearest light being. Dearest divine dancer of the illuminated ones, you carry that energy of beings from other planets. You are vegan. Do you know? You are from Venus. Not vegan like you eat lots of other things, but you are from Venus. So you have a very gentle energy of love. So know that you get to learn a lot about love in this lifetime, huh? Woohoo! And in that energy, know that the Venus being that is within you is asking to be seen. There are many other indigos here. Breathe. We're just going to stare at you for a moment. Is that okay? But we do ask that you open your eyes and stare back. Breathe. Very good. Know that it is good. You are moving forward with a divine energy and a divine degree that is woohoo, such an illumination within you, such an adventure that is all around you. And even though you are an illusion, because people think that you're very quiet and easy and nice, and well, you're very nice, but your energy is very big. So trust that energy and know that in that energy, that vibration is growing every moment. And you, dearest, the organizer of the world, putting the entire world into feng shui balance, huh? Yay. Yes, you are. And that is why you're going to travel some more. So understand that capacity and breathe into that energy. And as you breathe into that energy, know that everything is coming into balance. Everything, no matter what, is coming into balance. And as it comes into balance, the vibration is just a bit intense, isn't it? It raises and then it lowers. It raises and then it lowers. And then it raises and then it lowers. Sort of like your emotion sometimes. Yes, we see that. We would say change your bracelet, but you don't have one on. Now you do. Because she said it's hard. So is that your purchase order? It's getting easier. And you're learning how to take the ebbs and the flows and make them smaller and more balanced, because that is the key. And as your business grows beyond where you thought it would, you will go international. You will move in so many different ways. And as you move in so many different ways, the acknowledgement of your service is powerful. The acknowledgement of your service to humanity is power-filled. And you will be rewarded. So trust that energy. Now that you've got a few things out of your way, huh? And as you get those things out of your way, trust that your book, your next book, your book after that will sell. Looks like you've got a new coat there, huh? Dearest light being, you carry that vibration. And you know that you get the opportunity to be very clear. Very clear on what you are choosing. Take a deep breath. Sometimes it's here and there and over there. Now we want it to be clear. Clear on what you're teaching, and what you did Saturday was a gift to humanity. With the men of the planet, huh? She taught romance. Your big boat is on the way. Yes, know that with the fear that you feel in the future, you're a part of the creation of that. So that is why we reminded you at lunch that you get the opportunity to smooth that out, because you've got all these people that are smoothing that out to make the changes that are occurring a bit less, a bit more manageable. You understand what we say? And with those changes that are occurring, all of those are managing things, are moving forward in such an amazing degree that you connect step by step, person by person, light by light, illumination by illumination. Breathe. We don't know why when we talk to someone, they stop breathing. You know you are a cheerleader for the planet. You're connected to the earth, but not of the earth. But you help people. You are an inspiration. You know this, yes? You inspire those that are all around you. And with that inspiration, the universe comes through in such high demand that the energy is bright, light, and illuminated. For you are not from here either. You are Syrian. You brought forth that Egyptian energy. So if you haven't been to Egypt, you might think about it. And you've been to Egypt, so you know. Were you awake when you were in Egypt? Not often. Egypt has that effect on people. Dearest, walking art. That's what you are, you know. Walking art. And as you are walking art, you acknowledge that vibration and that connection. And in that vibration and that connection, know that you carry a frequency that is higher than many. So sometimes you feel like people run away from you. It is because they don't know what to do with your energy. So just breathe, and they will eventually come back. Because they can't possibly miss it. They can't possibly miss you. They can't possibly miss anything about you. Because if they missed anything about you, to know that in that intention and in that vibration and in that frequency, did we talk to you yet? Not today, she says. So, you who match the vessel Marilyn every single day, met her at the elevator and said, "You look familiar. Do we know each other?" Yes, you do. You have been together for many different, maybe 100 different lifetimes. So it is time for you to step up to the plate. Step into what you're knowing. Step in without the ego. Step into what you're doing. And it is time for you to be present. And as you are present, know that that vibration and that energy is coming through stronger and more easily. And as that vibration comes through stronger and more easily, it is connecting to you. Always bringing your heart open. And as it connects to your heart, as it is connecting to your openness, that vibrational frequency is coming in as the volunteer for the universe steps into place. Always there, always with a smile on their face, always with that intention of love and light and clarity. It may be time for you to settle just a bit. Oh, how can that be? Because you need to plant a few roots. You mentioned it to the vessel Marilyn, and we agree. It does not mean that you have to root yourself always, but instead we're going to illuminate that vibration. And as we illuminate that vibration, know that you come through with ease and grace and love, and with your service, with your intonation of service, with that vibration that is coming in all aspects of you, in all aspects of who you are. We honor you. Have we talked to this row yet? We did not think so. And as we honor you, know that you are never left out. You are always here, always present. And as you're always here and always present, that vibration is coming in new ways. And as it is coming in new ways, it is time for you also to be seen. It is time for you to show what you are doing and what you are not doing. And trust that you are moving forward in new directions and new vibrations. And as you move forward in new directions and new vibrations, you are an illuminator as well. You carry that intention of acknowledging information from other dimensional realms. You're a writer, yes? We're glad you said yes. If not, you will be. Your books need to be published. Write them. They don't have to be written this way. Record them, tell the stories, and have someone else transcribe them. It's easier that way. Is that all right?
Yes.
Good. So with that energy and with that vibration, trust and know that you carry that acknowledgement of new information coming in. So what you are speaking may not have an immediate bearing on this planet yet, but it will. So keep speaking, huh? And with that energy, with that intention, and with that focus, you were there in the beginning. 9 years ago, 10 maybe. As you trust that, know that you are now raising that intention more than you ever thought possible. And when you return to your home, the intonation of you is going to be expanded. So know that you may feel a bit uncomfortable, and that just means you're beyond your comfort zone, not physical discomfort. You understand what we say? We know you know that, yes. The pro. We love that. You have received a gift today. You have received a gift of a new sight. It came in during the automatic writing. So trust that information. We're going to pull through all 24 strands of your DNA and make sure that they're aligned. Is that okay? Good, because it's already done. And in that energy, we're going to open your heart and that vibrational frequency through there. We believe we have not missed anyone but one yet. Is this correct? Yes. And the joy, of course. We have a special message for her. We know you are learning who you are. And dearly beloved, we know you. You know me. You have a task. You have a mission. It may start in Atlanta, but it will be worldwide. You are a teacher. You are a magnificent inspiration of the new human. And they provided you with this energy to be here now. You chose to return. You've not been on this planet for a good long while. And you're back. Yay. I chose not to return in physical. Instead, I came back in you and in others, of course. I love you. I love you. You said yes.
Yes.
You said yes. Yes, you will. You will lead. Yes. Hoo-ha. Got to love that, don't you? And there was a whole group there. Elohim popped in there for a bit. We're getting so close. We'll get there in there. See the eyeball. You see the mission. You see how big it is. The world receives you as well. And know that in that mission and in that energy, you get to step over anything that is blocking your path. And it will be easier than stepping over that big red bag there, huh? As you are. The universe comes through with ease and grace and love and compassion and everything parts, huh? The way parts. We love that. Oh, we've got to go. So you are activated, yes? You are activated. We honor you. We trust you. We see you. We love you. We know who you are. And each one of you get to load the Vessel Maryland suitcases into the car. Namaste. Namaste.